Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Since 1996, people publishing the findings of randomized trials have been able to use the consort statement to help improve the quality of their report. An updated revision appeared early this year, and one of its developers, David Moore, Director of Clinical Research in the Chalmers Research Group at the Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario Research Institute in Canada, tells us more.
There is now compelling evidence that reports of randomized trials and other types of research are not reported adequately. Inadequate reporting is problematic for several reasons. If authors do not provide sufficient details concerning the conduct of their study, readers are left with an incomplete picture as to what was done. As such, they are not able to judge the reliability of the results and interpret them. There are also ethical and moral reasons for reporting research adequately. To help improve the quality of reports of randomized trials, the consort statement was developed by researchers and editors and initially published in 1996, updated in 2001, and more recently in March of 2010. Consort is a reporting guideline, a fundamental aspect of any reporting guideline is usually a checklist of a minimum number of items that should be addressed when reporting a trial. Consort 2010 published in 9 journals, including open access ones, consists of a statement, a 25-item checklist, and flow diagram describing the flow of participants through the various stages of a trial, and a long explanation and elaboration document. The 2010 checklist includes substantive modifications from the 2001 version, including more attention to asking authors to report any modifications, particularly about outcome measures, from the trial protocol to the publication of the trial results, trial registration, and sources of the trial's funding. There are also some modifications, removal of certain aspects of reporting, blinding, as this information is not supported by evidence. And finally, there are some cosmetic changes, including improving the wording and decoupling of some items. The explanation and elaboration paper has also been extensively revised. It includes explanation of the new checklist items mentioned above and updating the whole text in light of research findings since the 2001 paper was published 9 years ago. Consort is likely the most widely known reporting guideline. More than 400 journals endorse it, as well as several editorial groups, such as the World Association of Medical Editors. A systematic review published in 2006, including 8 primary studies, reported that use of the consort checklist was associated with improvements in the quality of reporting randomized trials. This review is being updated currently, and the protocol is available in the Cochrane Library. While consort represents progress in reporting randomized trials, there is still room for improvement. Less than half of journals surveyed that published randomized trials endorse consort, and of those that endorse it, few adhere to what they endorse. A more concerted effort to understand the barriers and facilitators of implementing consort in journals is needed. When reporting randomized trials, authors should more actively use consort.
You can find the consort statements and its various extensions at www.consort-statement.org.